Today is the 25th Sunday after Pentecost. We have the Mass of the fifth Sunday after the Epiphany. So the epistle for the fifth Sunday after the Epiphany is taken from Colossians chapter 3. Brethren, put ye on as the elect of God, holy and beloved, the bowels of mercy, benignity, humility, modesty, patience, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If any have a complaint against another, even as the Lord hath forgiven you, so you also. But above all these things, have charity, which is the bond of perfection, and let the peace of Christ rejoice in your hearts, wherein also you are called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you abundantly and in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual canticles, singing in grace in your hearts to God. All whatsoever you do in word or in work, all things do ye in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to the God and Father through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Matthew chapter 13. At that time, Jesus spoke this parable to the multitudes. The kingdom of heaven is likened to a man that sowed good seed in his field. But while men were asleep, his enemy came and oversowed cockle among the wheat and went his way. And when the blade was sprung up and had brought forth fruits, then appeared also the cockle. As the servants of the good man of the house coming said to him, Sir, didst thou not sow good seed in thy field? Whence then hath it cockle? And he said to them, An enemy hath done this. And the servant said to him, Wilt thou that we go and gather it up? And he said, No, lest perhaps gathering up the cockle, you root up the wheat also together with it. Suffer both to grow unto the harvest, and in the time of the harvest I will say to the reapers, Gather up first the cockle and bind it into the bundles to be burned, but the wheat gather ye into my barn. Please be seated. It is appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. As I mentioned, in this 25th Sunday after Pentecost, we have the Mass of the fifth Sunday after the Epiphany. And we see in that this parable of the wheat and the cockle. And so we have a man of the house, that he has, obviously, his field that he has. He puts down good seed. But he mentions how then an enemy comes and sows then the cockle into his field, so that when the wheat would grow, that there also the cockle would be with it. And so when his hired men see that and they ask that question, you know, what do we do? Because didn't you sow then the good seed? So from that, he tells them, he said, well, wait until the harvest, and then the reapers will take up. They will separate from that, they will separate the wheat from the cockle. And so we can see very clearly that this reminds us of the general judgment. In this month of November, this month dedicated to the poor souls, it's a good reminder for us also that we consider our own judgment. We can contemplate during this time period the four last things, death, judgment, heaven, and hell. And that we look and see that from that, that the key to it all is obviously sanctifying grace for us to persevere to the very end. Throughout our lives, many times we can have our falls away from God's grace, the struggles that we have in our daily lives, the temptations, the trials. But as we look in terms of this parable itself, that the owner of the field, he says, we'll wait until the very end. And so that can also be to us a reminder that God gives us time, yes, we have to take advantage of that time. We have to take advantage of what he gives to us. And certainly we see that the enemy has done this to his field. Certainly we know that the enemy will try to also do that to our souls. In a sense, to sow the cockle, the weeds into the soul itself, to not allow it to grow properly. And that's where we have to, yes, comes back to the reminder of sanctifying grace for our soul and how we have to try to care for that, protect that, in protecting our soul. So that is why then the landowner, he tells them, yes, don't try to gather up the cockle because you might pull then the wheat from that too. That we'll wait until the final judgment. And so that's why I say it's a good reminder to us in this time period to maybe consider to read about the four last things. And seeing that these souls in purgatory, they have no means to change their position. They can't receive any more graces. And so that is why they're reliant upon us. And certainly we can look at the epistle and see, talk about charity, the bond of perfection, and that charity that we have for them and praying for them, offering things for them. And that is why it's so meritorious for us then to make the visits to the cemetery to pray for them, to try to gain those indulgences attached to these visits for these souls. Because as I say, they have no means of changing that position. And so let us contemplate in this time period for ourselves, our own soul, the state of our soul. Do we have the cockle in the soul, keeping us from gaining the graces of God? And so then we have this opportunity then to try to root those things out while we have the time. Just as the landowner told the people that are working on his fields, wait. Wait until the end to do something. And so we have that time. We have that opportunity for us. But take care of the soul now. Take care of the opportunities and the chances that God gives to us. That we try to make sure that our soul is free from what the enemy can try to sow into it and helping us from that. So as I say, it's a good reminder in this month of November, not only because of the poor souls and the state that they find themselves in, but for ourselves to consider our own soul, our own judgment when it comes, the final judgment for all souls. But then to look at that in terms of the four last things, that God gives us the opportunities, God gives us the chances. But again, the reminder to us that death comes as a thief in the night. We know not the day nor the hour. So to always try to be prepared as we can. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.